city of the show, you can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church spinning it on the other side of the glass.
Too much time on my hands, sticks.
I got two awesome more hours left, so we're good. It's not too much. It's just about right. It is a Friday. Again, we're 1 hour away from our 5 o'clock Miley Cyrus time slot, but with Rick here, that probably means we're about 90 minutes away. He always plays that at 5:30. You know, different tastes, different folks.
As he should.
Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. If you'd like to chime in, we had Jenna Lane on last hour with an interesting conversation. First time we've had her on in a while, talking about the Buccaneers and working out. Jot down a couple of notes from our conversation there I want to get to. We've also got Wikipedia this hour, your chance to win, I believe, some Papa John's pizza. We're going to do a little name that tune for you.
Cool. Adam Silver, again speaking, the commissioner of the NBA, in a conference call, says he would still pick Orlando today despite the surge in Florida, but he understands the increasing numbers. Quote, "We can't outrun the virus, which is why we designed the campus the way we did. It's a closed network." He adds, though, that the campus isn't impermeable. Now, my question to you, and even Rick, I would bet my, my dad would say, bet my bottom bippy.
Your sweet bippy.
That there'll be at least one violation of somebody leaving the bubble.
Sure.
Do we agree?
Yes, I do.
And if they, someone does that, but you know what? They should be banned.
Well, isn't that an automatic 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, it's automatic 2 weeks. But don't you think, I mean, with the environment that they're being put in, which is nothing short of luxurious, let's be honest.
Yeah.
With access to anything and everything, basically, you want. If somebody leaves that little mini city within a city, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to play. Screw 14 days. They should be banned for the season.
Can I take that a step further?
Yes.
May I predict who that player will be?
Oh, please do.
I'll be very specific.
This might be a sticky. It qualifies. Are you willing to go? Well,
yeah. No, yes. No, I will go sticky note on this, and I know Chris isn't here for the sticky note. It will be J.R. Smith. It will be J.R. Smith.
Why? You won't know what time it is to get back in?
No, he doesn't know what time. Yeah. He hasn't been playing. They're going to use him to replace Avery Bradley. He's not going to understand the concept because he doesn't understand the concept of the time in the game. He doesn't seem to be a very bright player. He likes to socialize in places where he'll get caught by his former ex-mama, baby mama drama. He's not a very smart person. He can tell you where to go to get a nice tattoo because he's got a lot of those. And that's about it.
I'm just wondering, though, if somebody is really going to try to get out of the bubble. I really do. And another interesting tweet came from Keith Smith, who we've had on before. We'll have him on again in the next couple of weeks. But he covers the NBA, and he's based out of Orlando on the whole. He says, having worked with various unions that represent Disney cast members, and you brought this up before the show,
yeah,
it's going to be very interesting to see how the negotiations play out to test those taking care of the NBA more than the cast members working with guests. That's not going to be an easy conversation.
Yeah, they don't want to come back on July 17th. They think it's too soon. And again, we had almost 9,000 cases today. Positive. 20,000 in the last 3 days. If you're an NBA player or a Disney cast member, and you know that the whole NBA is going to converge on you, and MLS, by the way, in just a few days, and you see 9,000 cases in Florida, if you're LeBron out in Los Angeles right now going, wait a minute, we're going to Florida in a couple of days and 9,000 cases a day, are you going to be excited about going?
No, absolutely.
Might tap the brakes.
No, absolutely. And you got to wonder if it continues to rise, what's going to happen? Marilyn Mike says, not just leaving the bubble, but also sneaking people into the bubble I see being a problem. Yeah.
No.
I think both scenarios will happen.
Toothbrush wants to know if there's a golf course in the bubble. Yes,
yes,
there is, actually.
Yes, you can go golfing, they can go fishing, they can go watch movies. Each team has their own personal chef.
Locker Room Junk says, I swear to God, I said J.R. Smith right before Craig did. Yeah, absolutely. We are in agreement there.
Gus says J.R. Smith is a heck of a golfer. Is he?
How about that?
No.
Well.
But the cast members. So what if they go to the bubble and all the cast members say, no, we're not working? But then what happens?
We're going to have a new Snow White is what we're going to have. They're going to hire somebody else. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But I know some of these people want to get back to work, too, but I don't know.
Yeah, but at what cost? You know, again, it's going to be it's always going to be this. It's economics versus the virus, right? That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what it is for everybody.
Yes, for everybody, exactly.
All right. As I mentioned, we had a friend of the program, Jenna Lane, on last hour. Unless you had a follow-up on the
GOT NBA. Road Rage says, only people allowed in the bubble are people that are tested. Why would they be worried? Because of people sneaking. If somebody gets out,
wait a minute.
I mean,
the workers at the restaurants, for example,
they're
going to go home. And they have family members that have been out and about. They're not restrained to being in a bubble.
Yeah, they're not staying there.
They can bring something with them in. That's why they're still going to test the players every other day. They still can get the disease from other people. That's why.
And I'll run through the jungle, says, shout out to Rick. Also, love your show with Captain Debbie on Saturday morning. Yes, great stuff.
Yes. Very good.
I heard her say she wanted to know the origin. It was the last week or the week before I was listening, and she wanted to know the origin of some of the names.
Yeah, that's always a mystery on the weekend shows. You know, get a lot of the regular texters text in, and we all go, where in the hell did that name come from?
Well, Puff Puff Poop, like that one. That was a year and a half ago, we had done a show about diaper changes and that kind of thing. And
we do a lot of defecating topics.
Poop is big on this show a lot. it's been... So a lot of people got their nicknames that day.
Yeah.
Yep.
So a lot of poop nicknames.
Yes, a couple of them, yeah.
Marilyn Mike is volunteering to go on special assignment, see if he can penetrate the bubble up at Disney for us and get the inside scoop. Yeah, I don't know if that would work. I don't think it would work.
Adam Silver said they're going to be wearing masks. Only time they're not wearing masks is on the floor. So you're telling me players on the bench are going to be wearing masks, which I think is going to be difficult.
Well, does that count as being on the floor? If you're on the bench in the game, you don't have to wear one? Because you're right. That would be difficult. You're huffing and puffing, breathing, and you got to – we'll find out soon enough. Yeah. It's a strange new world.
Let's see. Who just said this? On Finney's show, Stephen Godfrey, Banner Society, said, it's difficult to see USC and Alabama in Dallas right now. It seems like there's too many variables involved, especially considering the rapidly changing situations in California and Texas.
Yeah.
Not surprising, and I'm sure the same is going to be said for Florida State and West Virginia in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
That's their first game, too.
Could be. By the way, 239, why are we sending Joe Exotic pictures in a Detroit Tiger uniform and baseball card form? Why are we doing that? Oh, because the Tigers? I mean, I get that part of the connection, but man.
Ah, it's fine.
It's creepy. Really creepy. All right. I want to talk about some things about our Jenna Lane conversation, who was just on about 40 minutes ago talking about Tom Brady and the Patriots. One thing I like that she said is, you know, she's been touting some of these guys like Mike Evans and other guys that are really good that haven't been getting attention because if you were not living in the state of Florida and paying close attention to the Buccaneers, all you know is that Jameis Winston threw, you know, 30 some interceptions last year.
And she specifically mentioned Levante David.
Well, yeah, she likes
linebacker out of Nebraska.
She likes the eyes are going to be on other players now because Tom Brady will draw more people to pay attention to them. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Tom Brady out there practicing, and again, so is Matthew Stafford with his team. So is Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson. They'll be doing it. She does not think that the NFL, who has suggested that players do not do that. There will be no fine. I saw a piece, but I didn't really read it with Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk today, whether somebody would come down on Brady and fine him.
Florio is kind of losing it. Florio has got ultimate hermit syndrome, and he has not left his little bubble in West Virginia where he lives. He won't let anybody in his house. He doesn't go out of the house. He just said, I'm sorry, that's no way to live. You take precautions. You practice social distancing. Wear a mask out in public places. Not necessarily walking out to the car, but I mean, you know, if you're in public, or if you're, absolutely. But
I'll be damned
if I am going to sit and live my life like a freaking hermit, like he's doing. No, I'm going to obey the rules of society in this pandemic. but I'm going to live my life.
He that was kind of unusual. I know Mike Florio a little bit. That's kind of like how he is normally.
I know.
he's I know. A little different in that regard. And Jenna made one more point before we go to the phones here. He says, look, little leagues are practicing. I mean, you got college campuses mm-hmm. that are trying to get football and voluntary practices going. So you can tell me that Tom Brady and the most elite players in the world aren't going to practice. They're just going to sit at home and ride this out. You can't do this virtually. You can't. Especially if you're new to a team, you got to get your timing down. This is what OTAs and all this practice time on the side, I think, becomes very valuable. I'm a big believer in getting timing down with your receivers and working out before training camp goes.
And it's going to happen. They're all going to be doing it. I mean, even Jared Stidham has done it in New England with a couple of guys. Rodgers, they're all going to do it. One last thing from Adam Silver. There will not be a law enforcement presence on the campus, and that the players will be free to – players will be free to leave the bubble as opposed to being prevented.
Oh.
So.
And no cops in the bubble from what.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. So they can leave the bubble, but when you come back.
There's a checkpoint.
You automatically are done for 10 days, right? I think that's
what.
Oh, yeah.
10 to 14. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So it's just all this language. There will not be a law enforcement presence. Players will be free to leave the bubble as opposed to being prevented.
Yes. Tuxedo Poo may be late to the program here. He says, hey, I have a question. You guys talked about whether the bars are closing down in Florida again.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. The state is saying they are suspending on-premises consumption of alcohol at bars. So I'm presuming that restaurants can still serve it at the table.
Bars and microbreweries that don't serve food are screwed. All these places like Twin Peaks, all these great sports bars around here and everything else in the restaurants. If you're serving food, you can have cocktails.
Now, Boathouse in Naples Bay, get yourself a cocktail at your table.
You may not be able to sit at the bar again, but like what we've seen is they've just shoved tables up to the bar.
Yeah.
And sitting at bar. So it's going to go back to what it was a couple of weeks ago, but you're still going to be able to go out and eat and have drinks.
All right, let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN.
If they serve food, yeah.
Tiz, what's going on? What's on your mind, Tiz?
Tiz.
Guys, how we doing? It's been a while.
We're great. Hey, you
what's
know, your horse is red hot.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. Yes, yes. I don't bet, but I should.
Why not? You got to bet on yourself. Come on.
three kids, man. I don't want to lose any money.
I'm talking about $5, $10 here.
Gus Alonso's giving you a winner every time.
So listen, I got 3 points to make.
Okay.
One, you guys, right before things started getting crazy, you guys had a nice conversation with my son for his 15th birthday, and I want to thank you very much for that. I don't think I ever called in to thank you for that.
I remember. That was our pleasure. No problem.
That was great.
It was cool. Then about a couple weeks after that, you guys celebrated your 3-year anniversary, and the phones were dead.
That's
for
right.
A week, and I don't think anybody actually said to you over the phone, "Happy anniversary, boys."
I think you're right.
You're right.
To say that.
5 days of no phones. Yeah.
And then one more point. A couple weeks ago, and the reason why I'm late to this is because I don't think Chris picks up my phone calls anymore. Rick is nice; he picks my calls up all the time. I call into Captain Gabby. I call into the golf show.
Yeah,
anyway, I'm gonna have to speak to Chris about this. You're one of our loyals.
Yeah. But you guys were talking a few weeks ago about Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah,
and how weird he is. But have you ever seen the movie UHF?
Yes.
And you know that Kramer's in that movie.
Yes, he is.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, okay. Michael Richards. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my other point.
Yeah, that's a great nugget, though. That's a great.
Yeah, no, we'll take any Seinfeld nuggets are always welcome on this show. Tiz, hey, thanks, man. Have a great weekend, you and your son, and awesome. We'll talk to you down the road. And we'll make sure Chris gets you on the air, man. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, make sure that happens.
All right.
Yeah,
guys,
absolutely.
Appreciate it, guys. All right,
thank you.
Why would I don't think that can't be on purpose. Chris would not.
No. Now, sometimes Chris has a handful of guys that he'll just sit there and talk and yuck it up behind the glass and never put them on the air. And it turns out they're quite humorous and funny. And I don't, it's like we call it the B channel around here. I don't see Rick Church doing that, having his own talk show off the air over there, right? I don't know.
NBA also says players will be tested daily.
Oh, that's
for COVID.
That's
at
new.
Least at the outset in Orlando, daily testing.
All right. Because it was every other day. Now it's daily. Or was it baseball that's
now every when
other
they
day?
Test you every day? You don't have the deep swab up your nose, like up to your eyeball, right? Every day? You're not going to do that's not.
I don't think they do that. I know somebody that got a test about 3 weeks ago. They still go in your nose and swoosh around, but they don't go up underneath your eyeball. It was not. I was told it was not uncomfortable the way they do it now, these new tests. If anybody has information that I may be wrong, let me know. But, man, I mean, cars are lined up, double lined up down Daniels outside the ballpark to get tested. I mean, they're doing 1,000 a day out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. But, yeah, I don't think it's the uncomfortable under the eyeball right-hand turn in the sinus cavity anymore. I don't. So, all right, any more? 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
We had a serious question at the 2 o'clock hour, one of the more serious questions that we've discussed on the show in a long time, regarding the Oreo cookie.
Yeah, I'll welcome
whether
that.
You are a twister or a breaker.
Yeah.
And has your philosophy changed as you've gotten older? See, mine has. I just shoved the whole thing. I don't have a lot of Oreos anymore. When I do, I kind of put the whole cookie in my mouth and just go to town.
Yeah, I could go.
I don't have time to separate and scrape off the cream or whatever that is again.
I twist the lid off, scrape the cream with my bottom teeth, eat that. Then I eat the two cookies. Then I move on to the next one. I don't break them, and I don't dunk them.
Yeah, I don't dunk cookies. I don't dunk donuts. I don't dunk cookies.
Yeah, never, shame on you for leaving dunking out of the equation. I mean, you just said twist or break.
Yeah.
I didn't even do
just
that
like
much
ignoring,
when I was a kid.
Ignoring dunking.
All right, well, look, I'll put dunk in there. For an Oreo, not a chocolate chip cookie. Just for an Oreo, are you a twister, a breaker, or a dunker?
Now, and somebody else also asked, you know, do you like the soft cookie versus the hard crispy cookie? And most cookies are crispy. They just are.
But you can get like a soft chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, you can
get a soft oatmeal cookie. I agree. I like the texture of a hard cookie.
Like if I'm baking a chocolate – well, if my wife's baking a chocolate chip cookie, homemade, for example, will tell her to just cook it just a little – just a smidge too long. Because I like it crisp on the corners.
I do, too. And I don't mind the ones that get slightly burned.
Slightly burned is
that
almost perfect to me.
That does not bother me. There's so many people out there, you know, men and women bakers, that come and they get so offended. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
There should be a whole box of cookies that just say burnt Toll House chocolate chip cookies or slightly burned. I'd eat them. I like
it. What is this swinging blind? It says scoop the Oreo in peanut butter, then soak them in milk. Is that the peanut butter flavor Oreo, or are you doing something different with peanut butter?
There are peanut butter flavored Oreos.
Yes,
although I've never had one.
Yes, there are. Oh, finally had the chocolate brownie M&M.
How are they? They must be.
It's
awesome.
In my top three now. It's good.
They got to be.
Good. I still like the standard and then the peanut.
Peanut, I agree.
But then I'll put that right up there, number three.
I don't mind the peanut butter ones.
Those are good,
the
too.
The caramel ones, I don't care.
Caramel's
for.
Too sweet.
Don't
it
care
is.
For.
And I got the sweet tooth around here. I didn't like them as much.
Brown's guy says Oreos, you break them in half. What happened? Your mouth just take a sip of milk and you chew them up.
By the way, Browns guy, your Browns are in the news. We'll continue the cookie talk. Yeah. But Mike Tannenbaum this morning on ESPN says Baker Mayfield on a very, very, very short leash. I say no. He's their only guy. They're not.
Case Keenum, I mean, he's a respectable backup, I guess. But, I mean, Baker would have to totally bleep the bed games for him to lose his job.
Yeah, like five picks a game. All right, let's go back to the phones with the great Oreo debate at 239-337.
The delivery man goes, toasty cheese are so good. Who's talking about toasty cheese?
Not me.
We're talking about Oreos. Stick to the subject.
That's his favorite snack. Let's go to Donnie in Lehigh. Donnie, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Donnie.
Hey, guys. I know you're saying you're not a dunker at all with the Oreos, but I still happen to be a dunker. And a couple years back, they, like, changed the formula, and you could leave that cookie in the milk for days. I swear to you, it would not absorb any milk.
Wow. Is that good or bad?
That's when they took all the trans fats out of there, and they did change the recipe. So you're telling me you can leave it in there a while, huh?
Well, I think they've gone back now because I had some recently you could dunk. But there for a couple years, I didn't even eat Oreos because I'm a dunker, and it was like, that doesn't work.
Huh.
Well, what's your cookie of dunkage?
I prefer Oreo. I never split or any of that stuff.
Not like a Chip Ahoy or something. I mean, if you're being outside of Oreos.
Yeah.
Say, if I'm going to go and get something that's not an Oreo, I actually like the iced Oreo, the iced oatmeal cookie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's an old-fashioned standby right there.
That's a great cookie.
But I also dunk those, so, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm just not a dunker. It's
Thank you,
Donnie. Dunking. I'm an anti-dunkite. I just
Well, I told you, my problem with the dunking is you end up with cookie bits in your milk, and I won't drink it at that point because it's I don't like things floating around in my milk. Let's go to Santo in Naples. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. What's up?
Santo.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just wanted to make a quick Oreo comment.
Yeah, absolutely.
My son turned me on to stabbing it with a fork in the side of the cream.
What?
And you fully immerse it, and you let it sit in there for like 3-4 minutes and just let it soak. And you already got the fork jammed in. You just lift it right out, and you shove it right in. You're good to go.
So the milk seeps into the cream because of the holes of the fork and the Oreo? Is that what you're talking about?
No, what I'm saying is, you know how, like, if you dunk it with your fingers,
yeah,
then you got to get your fingers all
yeah,
in
yeah.
the milk.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know what's going on. Then you're not getting the whole cookie because you got a whole part of the cookie that's dry.
Right, right.
So you're getting full immersion.
So you stick it sideways.
You leave the fork stuck in it as it soaks.
Okay.
It's like a hot dog on a fire.
Wow.
All right.
All right.
I'll have to try it.
Yeah.
I'll try it once.
That's one good thing you learned from YouTube. That's it.
YouTube.
All the rest yeah.
Crap. Okay.
Thank you, Santo.
All right,
have
Santo.
A great
sounds
weekend.
Good.
Take care.
I appreciate
it. I haven't heard that theory before ever.
No.
And you're going to have to use, you can't use a plastic fork for that either. That'll break.
No. See, I saw him text that in earlier before we mentioned, and I thought of the Seinfeld episode where they were eating Snickers with a knife and a fork, and yeah. I'm putting a fork in an Oreo.
How do you eat
but
yours?
Now I understand.
With your hands?
With my hands, exactly. Let's go back to Ken. Ken in Naples. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Ken.
How you doing, fellas?
What's up,
Good.
Ken?
What's going on?
Oh, Oreos are the best, but you got to take a little bite out of them before you dunk them into the milk so it'll saturate it.
Oh.
Softens it up a little bit.
Rough it up a little bit, huh?
In your mouth.
Yeah.
And as far as other cookies, you know, Mom's Toll House are great. You know, like Grandma's cookies aren't too bad. But all I think of is George Carlin when he said, smoke 2 joints and go to the supermarket. And he found Joe's cookies in 52 varieties. If you don't get it right in 52 tries, I don't want to eat your cookies.
I remember that. I remember that, Ken. So you've always been a dunk.
Have a great weekend, guys. Right. And happy anniversary 3 years late. But
thanks.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
3 years in a month. Yeah, thanks. Windex says, hey, guys, just got home. A thunderstorm blew my gas grill to the bottom of the pool.
Oh, my God.
Can't spray Windex on this one. Are you giving away any more grills? Holy cow.
Well, I wonder.
What kind of grill? Who sent that? Windex, take a picture of that. Send it to us on the text. I want to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
I'm How
assuming he lives up by Cape Coral. I just saw a storm cell literally.
It's nasty outside here right now.
It came down the Caloosahatchee River and was blowing up over there. I wonder if that's where the part of. Let me know what part of town you live in, too. So.
Wow. I mean.
That's got to be a gust. See, now I keep my grill. My grill's a good 10, 15 feet away from the corner of my
gas
pool.
Grill. But how bad?
That's heavy, though.
Heavy, and if the propane's attached to it, are you kidding?
Yeah. Man.
Jeez, that's like a microburst come through your area or something?
Yeah, sounds like a miniature tornado.
That's a couple hundred pounds, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Nothing I could lift.
Kentucky Tim, double stuff only, 2 at once, 5 to 8 seconds. I want some texture, no regular, no thins, no megas, no tiramisu or red velvet. Regular did old double stuff.
Oh.
Dark chocolate Oreos. I did have them once. I had the chocolate covered Oreos once too, which are ridiculous.
Those in a good way. In a good way.
I've had a fried Oreo before.
I have too. I had that at the either the rodeo in Texas.
Man,
had fried Oreo.
Just gonna sit and take a nap after that.
Yeah. No, I like the chocolate covered ones. In fact, we use the white chocolate covered ones to make Christmas decorations and food out of and snacks and all that kind of stuff. But
really,
yeah,
white chocolate Oreos to make Christmas decorations.
Yeah,
on the tree?
You make them like into snowman faces. You put you know, little candies on them and all that
and
kind of
put
stuff.
Them on the tree.
No, you eat them.
Oh, like you said Christmas decorations.
Christmas
so.
Cookies decorated.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I know some people put gingerbread on the tree.
Yeah,
I always thought if you put,
get
especially
ants.
Down here, you get ants. I mean, you can get away with it when it's zero and up north. But
right, let's go back to the phone. So we got Yoder. That's a new name. Yoder at the Cape.
Yoder.
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 Well, yeah, it's pronounced Yoder, but thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you bet.
Thanks.
So, you know, my wife thinks I'm nuts. I'm probably the only person who does this, but just hear me out.
All sure.
The trick to eating Oreos,
yes.
You got to get about 5 or 6 and just dump them in a big glass of milk, and then you wait 5 minutes. And that's the tricky part, because if you're really hungry, you're going to want to dive in right then.
Right.
But then what you do is you slowly drink the milk, It's got this sweetened Oreo taste to it, which is awesome. And then when there's no more milk and you just got these soggy cookies at the bottom,
yes,
you dive in with a spoon. It's delicious.
Soggy with a spoon. That's I don't know, man.
Yeah, but you say that, Craig, but Craig will also drink his breakfast cereal milk. He won't drink an Oreo cookie milk, but he'll drink breakfast cereal milk, which is kind of contradictory.
It is very contradictory. All right, I might try that this weekend, Yoder.
Wow.
Good tip. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, man. But doesn't that just become just like mush?
No, I guess it doesn't. That's why it doesn't become mush.
All right. Well, his wife thinks he's crazy.
So maybe that way there won't be any crumbs. It just sweetens the milk for you.
Well, we've had a few callers hint that the new recent Oreo, not the Oreo of my day and your day when we were kids, they're built better now with the different trans fat content. They don't break apart in the milk as easy. So I don't know.
But that's not necessarily a good thing because they also don't absorb the milk as well.
Yeah.
I think one of the callers pointed out, which is true.
Yeah.
6'3" says this dude, Yoder, is going places in life.
I agree.
I'm in veteran parks right now. It feels great outside, just a tad humid. Okay. Dopey says, oh, God, these sound delicious. I've never seen these before. You guys got to try them. Let me know what you think.
The maple pancake Oreo? That's what it is.
Pancake Oreo. I never heard of it.
I haven't seen that one yet on the market. Huh.
Wow,
okay. That might be a little too sweet.
239 says, you guys won't believe it, but I do not like Oreos at all. Prefer soft baked peanut butter cookies all day. I always prefer a peanut butter cookie, but I love homemade Toll House chocolate chips. That's still.
Yeah.
Or better yet, Toll House chocolate chips with peanut butter chips.
571, fried Oreo with vanilla ice cream and salted caramel drizzle.
Had that.
You know, salted caramel, very underrated. I love
it's the best.
I love that.
You get everything combined. And it's easy to make it. You can make it at all. It is sugar and water.
Yeah.
The key to making caramel is don't touch it once it's in the pan. You can do it for one, Craig. Just put some sugar and water and let it go. And just, you know.
And that becomes caramel?
Just don't shake the pan around at first. Initially for like 10 seconds, let it sit. And then you got to cool it.
Now, if it goes too long, you're going to have
You're going to be scrubbing a pot forever,
or throw it away.
Well, you don't put a lot. You don't have to do a lot. I'm saying for one, if you ever want to make your own caramel, or you want to make it into a brittle, put it over a cookie sheet, a small one, do it like in the toaster and throw it in the fridge or freezer. You do it in 2 seconds.
Seminole Nation says, my uncle used to fill a glass with whole Oreos and then pour milk in it and eat it with a spoon. That's kind of what that last caller said.
Yeah.
All
right. So you would give that a try, as long as there's no crumbs? Because it wouldn't be crumbs.
Know.
It would just sweeten. What's the difference between sweetening the milk, like you like it, and the breakfast?
Would it be much different than cookies and cream ice cream, which I love? It's got hunks of Oreo cookie inside your vanilla
ice
cream.
But it's not hard. Let's say the cookies don't break, that he puts five in very carefully into the milk glass, pours the milk over it, and just sweetens the milk. You like to drink your Apple Jacks end of the bowl.
I don't do Apple Jacks.
Well,
all right,
Fruit Loops,
cereal,
whatever.
No, I don't do Fruit
Loops. Cap'n Crunch. Whatever it is you like.
Real, like either Total or Special K or Cheerios.
But Total or Special K doesn't give you that sweetness.
No, I know. I'm not really into them.
I am too. That's the cereals that I like too. But.
All right. I think we continue with the great Oreo debate. We've got some other nonsense right around the corner. And at 4:45. It's Name That Tune Wikipedia style for Papa John's Pizza. Stay with us. It's a Friday, everybody. And at some point, Miley Cyrus. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Friday. We are ready to roll right around the corner. Wikipedia, it's going to be a Name That Tune version, so stay tuned. That's going to be some fun. I got a sneak peek at the songs on the list. Let's go back to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. My man Otis is standing by. Otis, how are you? What a week to be working outside, man.
Wow.
How you doing?
Well, back in my day, I used to listen to a sports talk show called Sheman and Shepard.
Yeah.
And they used to talk about sports.
Right.
But today I turned on the radio and they're talking about cereal and Oreos and whatever the hell else that could fall off the rails with.
Yes, yes.
Because there's no sports.
Big debate.
Apparently.
Big debate, Otis. Oreo, Twister, Dunker, or Breaker.
Number one, whenever I get to age 50, the last debate I'm going to have is what damn cookie I dunk in what milk. So I'll let you two have that. You guys are nice.
So how was work this week?
It's been a scorcher, my friend. It's been a scorcher this week.
Yeah.
It's been, I don't know, the last I can remember, lost one of my guys, but, you know.
Yeah, like
good for him. He can go to greener pastures.
Wait a minute. When you say you lost a guy, like he just dehydrated and had to go to the doctor, or did you like really lose a guy?
Yeah, it was. You know, he got hot. You know what I mean? When I say he got hot and he got temper wise, and he did a little too much joint. He can go work somewhere else.
I got you.
He can go work somewhere. He can't handle it.
Right.
You know, he can't. Because you have to stay the light. It's so difficult to. You already have one of the top 10 most dangerous jobs in the country anyway.
Yeah.
In some form of construction.
Right.
And then you got the adverse weather conditions. So you have to be mindful and be like, you can't get edgy.
Yeah.
You know, without just difficulty. And, you'll bring the morale of everybody else around.
Right.
You'll bring it down. And then. You know, it's very, very easy to go from everybody doing what they need to do to make it to a couple of guys fighting. And I don't mean hard. You know, and there's just too many things that can go wrong too quick.
Yeah.
You know, there's just too many tools. So you have to get them out of there and we can't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Best of luck to you. It happens from time to time. Always in the summer. Almost every summer.
Yeah.
Go through guys. Still here, still kicking, still working.
Good.
Building somebody's dream house, I guess.
Yeah.
What's up for the weekend?
Oh, unfortunately, more work.
Oh, jeez.
More work tomorrow, but I'm torn with the idea of fishing.
Nice.
Fishing in Matt Lachey's Sunday. I'm probably going to do it without giving away too many details.
Yeah. You should do it. I think Chris is going to be out there on the waters. He's already started. He's had a long 4-day work week. He's already in on the weekend.
He goes on vacation like every other week. He's going somewhere.
I know. Yeah. I know.
He's got to spoil it. He's getting bosses tonight. Man, no Miley Cyrus today. He's not here.
Well, I think it's going to be a 5:30 instead of 5.
Let's skip it. Let's play Weird Al Yankovic or something.
Oh, Lord.
All right, what's going to request?
Anyway, I'm a little bit behind in my sports stuff. Has anything significant happened this week? Were there any races during the week?
No more races. I think we had a clean week. I think we're good.
No, so far today, Adam Silver has come out and basically said, a bunch of things. They're going forward here. All the NBA players are going to be tested daily. There will be no law enforcement presence on the campus, and their players will be free to leave the bubble as opposed to being prevented. Now, of course, there are consequences. You can leave the bubble, but you come back and you're automatically quarantined for 10 days.
Is J.R. Smith going to be on the campus?
That was Craig's. We had a sticky note bet. Craig thinks J.R. Smith will violate the order.
He's going to replace.
J.R. will violate the order. I love
him. He's going to replace Avery Bradley on the Lakers, and he's my first choice of the one that will break the rule. Absolutely.
Well, he's going to go get a new tattoo.
I know. Why? He's got no more room left. I don't know where he's going to put it.
But he did say.
There's always room somewhere.
Adam Silver said the broadcast. Cast will include never before seen camera angles and enhanced audio of players and coaches, which is what we will not get for Major League Baseball players. Because
I was going to ask you, will baseball mic up anybody?
Then they're going to refuse. They're going to try to, but we had Jeff Passan said last week they're going to refuse everything. No, they're not going to. They're not going to allow it. The
players are not going to mic up because it's not going to profit them.
They're trying to stick it to the owners. So they've already said that they'll agree to play this ridiculous 60-game schedule, but they are not going to. They're going to do the bare minimum, Otis. Let's put it that way. The bare minimum,
If the owners don't make money, they think by not helping the owners make more money, that's going to help them. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
A little short-sighted.
Yep.
Do you think does that work for you? I mean,
I think it's ridiculous. It's another way of baseball. I mean, it's another way of the players, and they wonder why the marketing is so bad. That's one of them. And if Major League Baseball does not allow every single game to be shown on television. I think DirecTV is already doing it, but every single game, if baseball is smart, should be shown, you know, on every single cable system. You should be able to get every single game this year. If they don't do that, they're stupid.
Yep. Well, that would be good, and micing them up would be even better.
It would be.
You can hear the ones that are interesting, and then also hear Bryce Harper say something stupid. But then, you know.
Right. The other interesting thing, you know, I thought after canceling the Hall of Fame game, I plan on the NFL probably canceling two more preseason games for every team. That's not official yet, but I think that's coming next, too.
Yep.
So. Well, that may not necessarily be a bad thing. I hope they get the high school football sorted out.
Yeah.
And the soccer and
They're headed in the, it seems like they're
for basketball.
They're ready to play. They're headed in the right directions if they want to play, but and you see Division II school and Division III programs have canceled football, so and fall sports in general.
I don't know
we'll see.
You're going to do for high school around here. My wife's in the tennis force, and if you're only going to let the kids go to school 2 days, do the virtual thing. I don't know how you're going to play football.
Yeah.
Kind of stupid.
You're right.
School will go all the way, but you're going to do two days of school, actual high school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you justify playing football. I mean, they've got some real winners on that task force. There's one guy, he's an old fuddy-duddy, like Pete likes to say. He doesn't care. He doesn't want any school.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he's an idiot. And you can figure out which one he is.
Yeah.
Don't want any kids to go to any school at all.
Yeah.
Do it all virtual. It's infuriating.
Yeah, well, I think you bring up a good point. And say like half the week you're in class 1 week, and then the next week you're home. But if you're an athlete, and if it's not football, you're still going to have to drive to school. You're going to have to go to school to practice.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You can't let a cold stop you from living. You want to live or you want to exist.
Mm.
Everybody out there, ask yourself that.
Yeah.
You want to exist or you want to live?
Because
you got a better chance of walking out your door and getting a car crash than you do of dying from coronavirus.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, much better, significantly better.
You
got a better chance of getting a ticket from a cop or anything. There's so many things than coronavirus. I mean, you got to live.
We'll try and figure.
You're going to get another challenge coming up.
Oh, what's happening? It's happening now. You know, in Florida and Texas, it's happening. So.
All right, Otis. I hope you get to go fishing this weekend. Yeah. I'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, bud.
Thank you. That is Otis, everybody. Always love talking to him. All right. Very good. And look at the clock here. It is a quarter till on a Friday. It is time now for Wikipedia. So
name that tune, Wikipedia.
We're going to name that tune so everybody can participate. This should be easy or fun. They're all fun.
Last week was some tough ones.
Well, I think we needed to determine whether 3 seconds was too long, but a second and a half was too short. So if Chris did prepare that before he left today, we'll see what he did. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you clarified that Chris did indeed put these together. So please don't scream at me if there's any sort of issues. You know what I'm saying? Sure.
Rick, you're always protected by us. We got your back.
Absolutely.
We got your back. All right, so we'll do that. We give away Papa John's. Is that the deal again today?
Yes, we got Papa John's.
All right. Caller number 9 is all we need to have some fun. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Caller 9, Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter, shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Caller number 9. Our contestant today is Jeff in the Cave. Jeff, how are you?
All right, Jeff.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. How old are you, Jeff?
I'm 57.
All right, you should do well with this era of music. By the way, up in the Cape, how's the little storm that blew through there? We had Texas. Some dude had a grill blow into his pool. Did you get a little microburst up there?
I don't know. I'm driving home. I work up in Sarasota, and I'm commuting back right now.
Oh, goodness. All right. Here we go. We're gonna first one to 3 correct answers is a winner, and you get to go first. We're gonna do a little name that tune. So we're gonna play a song, a little snippet of it. See if you can tell me what it is. Here we go. Here is the first one. All right, Jeff, do you know the name of that song?
Dancing Queen.
Yes. That is correct. Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Great.
That means Jeff has a 1-0 lead. All right. Peach. By the way, that is a fantastic song.
Oh, all their songs are good.
I can listen to ABBA all the time. Yeah. All right, Pete Shepard, here is your cut.
Hey.
I know you know the song, but do you really know the song?
Oh, Come and Get Your Love.
Yes! Yeah. By Redbone. Mm-hmm. Nicely done, Pete Shepard. Mm-hmm. We have a heated 1-1 tie here during Wikipedia. All right, Jeff, here is your next cut.
Sound like Pete, don't I? Oh.
Yeah. Everybody says that now.
I do it properly. From the diaphragm.
Can we hear it one more time?
I don't think so.
I really don't think that's possible.
I don't know.
All right. I guess. I don't know. I'm going to stab it. Was it Midnight Train to Georgia?
Yes, it was. Gladys Knight, the Pips version. Yeah. All right. That's fine. No harm, no foul. Let's see here. It is Pete Shepard's turn. Pete, here is your tune.
You're the one that I want.
Yes.
By John Travolta. And of course, Olivia Newton-John.
That is correct. Yeah. Pete Shepard takes a 2-1 lead. All right, Jeff, let's see how you do with this song. Jeff?
Hello?
Yeah. Do you know it?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay. Play it again.
Try it again. All right. Did you hear that?
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Yeah. That is correct. Eurythmics.
Annie Lennox. Oh, Eurythmics, yeah. But
we have a 2-2 tie. So the next one that gets one right is the winner. Pete Shepard, your selection?
That would be Katrina and the Waves and Walking on Sunshine.
Pete Shepard is a winner! Seems like it's been a while, but he wins!
I win a lot. It's 50-50. Good job, Jeff, though. Good job.
Jeff, we're still going to take care of you, man. You hung in there pretty good. No shame in that performance. You did well.
Thank you.
All right, have a good weekend. Thank you very much, Jeff.
You guys, too. Be safe.
Thanks, right, you too.
Appreciate it.
What else do we have?
All right, we got four more. Fun continues.
Oh, wow.
All right, Rick, if you don't mind, the next one.
Little Red Corvette, Prince.
Very good. Mm. Next!
Come on, Eileen. Dexy's Midnight Runners. One-hit wonder.
Were they one-hitter? Yeah, I guess they were.
Yeah.
Next!
Oh, that's Def Leppard. Oh, God. I'm in a brain cramp. No, it's Def Leppard. Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yeah, it took you a while to get there, but you got there.
That's that one that people always sing the wrong lyrics to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know people sing the wrong lyrics.
Yeah.
All right, final one.
Yep. Call me Blondie.
There you go.
Deborah Harry.
You closed it out strong. I don't think you missed one today.
No, didn't miss anything.
Perfect from beginning to end.
Nice. Good quiz.
All right.
Congratulations to me.
Congratulations to you and Jeff, our caller in the cave, with the long commute from Sarasota. How about that? All right. Very good. Music continues. It is 5:00 almost on a Friday. If you're just tuning in, we got Rick Church on the other side of the glass. He does a great job, but he does not like to play Miley at 5:00. That does not get him going for the weekend.
I know what does.
But he usually acquiesces by around 5:30 with a late version of Miley Cyrus. So we shall see his selection next. We're ready to go. The 5:00 hour on a Friday. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.